Well, no rest for the weary. Lot of news coming out of Alabama this week with allegations of sexual misconduct on the Republican nominee Roy Moore. You may have heard. How's that impacting the special election now, just a month away? Larry H. Russell, CLNS Media. We have a new poll, courtesy of Emerson Polling. But before we get to that, we are just days removed from Election Tuesday. Professor Kimball, clean sweep for the Democrats, with the big prizes being in New Jersey and Virginia. Clean sweep for Emerson Polling, pitching a perfect game across the board. Any final takes from this past Tuesday?
Yeah, we took a look at the numbers afterwards, and I think one surprise out of Virginia was the voter turnout. We were expecting a closer to 43-44% turnout, and it turned out to be really closer to 48%. And if you really dig into those numbers, Larry, what you see is that in Democrat really strong areas like Arlington County, where Northam won 80-19, or in Fairfax County, where Northam won 68-31, the turnout was very high, disproportionately to where it's been. And that tells me that the base of the Democratic Party is very fired up, because the turnout numbers were not like that in other parts of the state where we're more competitive, where it was 50-50 or 60-40 even. But once you saw those Democratic strongholds of 70-80% of the vote, tells me that the base is very excited, and that could be a sign of things to come for the Democrats.
Well, the sign of things to come, we won't have to wait long, as we alluded to, the special election not too far away down there in Alabama. So let's go back to the big talk coming out this past week, the allegations. How is that impacting the race down in Alabama?
Yeah, so we asked that question. We got into the field on Thursday night. These allegations came out Thursday morning or so, and gave them in the field until last night. So we saw that about 28% of voters said, hey, this is going to make a difference for us. But, of course, there's a partisan divide where it's really closer to about 20% of more voters are saying that this is an issue for them. And the question will be, will those people not go out to vote? As comparatively, the Jones voters, it's like 40%, 45% say, hey, we're not, you know, this isn't going to fly with us. Does that mean that they increase their base turnout? Because remember, this is a special election, and turnout is everything in these contests.
Well, last time the Emerson poll had Moore up about 22 points. You've looked at this race a lot, pretty much all the way back since pretty much the middle of the summer. So with all that, what you just said, where do you see this race standing?
Well, we still have Moore leading in this race by about 10 points. There was a tightening of the race, and I think that tightening comes from some of these allegations and a natural tightening of the race that we were expecting to see since the primary. The question will be, will these allegations increase the intensity of one side or the other, or will this just be a kind of a flash in the pan issue? And we'll see in the next couple of weeks if Moore is able to maintain this 10-point lead. And this 10-point lead is important, that he's now at that 50% threshold. When we add in the undecided, he actually gets to 55%. And those in the political game understand, once you're clear of that 50% threshold, you're usually in a good position for reelect. So Moore is probably okay at this point, but we'll go back in a couple of weeks just to see if there's any other movement.
Thank you very much, Professor Kimball.
Thank you.
Next broadcast, Emerson Polling will analyze President Trump's home state of New York, citizen reaction from the terrorist attack back on Halloween. So you know what to do by now. Subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.